September 9th. Today I met a guy. He's new at my job. I was just ready to quit, but God, there's something about him. He's handsome, of course, but I don't know. There's this energy about him. I can't get him off my mind. It's probably nothing. I should keep my expectations low, especially what happened last time. I don't want to get my heart broken again. Oh well. Fingers crossed, I guess. September 20th. New guy and I finally got to talk to one another at lunch. He's sweet. I learned a lot about him. He likes video games, movies, TV shows, most media in general. I hope he didn't think I was rude being on my phone, but I had to make sure I wrote everything down so I could watch them all on my time off. I can't wait to learn more about him. It's too early to ask for socials, but I just have to keep being patient. September 21st. Okay, I broke. I asked for his Instagram, which he willingly gave. Oh, I'm so excited. It was linked to his Facebook, his Twitter, his Tumblr, and everything else in his digital life. I'm usually not one for social media, but it's always helpful to have an account just for these situations. Oh, God, I'm gonna be up late tonight. There is so much to learn about you, darling. Let's see if you're really too good to be true. September 22nd. God, he's perfect. I know my therapist said that I need to work on my obsessiveness and compulsive stalking, but am I really hurting anyone? I'm not violating any boundaries. He gave me his Instagram, which had his other socials linked, so technically he invited this. But God, he's so great. Seems introverted like me, definitely a Redditor with the memes he's reposted. Even some original content too, which I loved. His taste in movies is great. Looks like he tried streaming a little bit, so there were some old videos. He has a cute voice. I can't wait to hear it say good morning to me again. For now, I think I might just save a few of my favorite pictures of him on my phone. Just in case he has a quit social media phase. That one of him hugging that puppy is definitely going on my wall. He's so damn cute. Like, how can I resist him? God, he loves animals. That's always a green flag for me. Oh, gosh. Could he be the one? October 3rd. He asked me what day it was. I told him it was October 3rd. It feels like he's been looking for reasons to chat with me ever since I began throwing in little references to his favorite shows and movies. I even bought socks with his favorite horror movie monster on it. He was really excited about those. I also stole one of his shirts while he was using the office building's gym on his lunch. Which I guess is a violation of boundaries. But Dr. Cyrus said I'm still doing very well, all things considered. I can't wait to use these later tonight. God, how does he smell so good? I guess love does make you do crazy things. It's too soon to tell him I love you, but I think I might ask him on a date. I can do this. Just need to be patient. October 16th. Today is the day. I asked him out to come over and watch movies at my place. He seemed really excited when I offered to host and downloaded the new sequel to one of those superhero movies he loves. Which, to be real, I kind of love now too. I guess that's what love really does, huh? Expands your horizons and helps you to be a better version of yourself. I've managed to do very well. I mean, sure, I've got a healthy collection of his shirts and stored under my bed, which I wear daily. So much so, he began to bring extra to work. Just in case. And for some reason, they already seemed worn. And all those pictures of him at work I've been taking, doesn't matter. Tonight is the night. I'm going to confess how I feel, and it's going to be great. Nothing can go wrong. Oh no. Oh no. What are you doing? Are you reading my journal? Crap. Oh, that's so embarrassing. Oh, I know I should have put it in the room, but you showed up early and I just threw it in the drawer and please tell me you didn't read much. I can tell by the look on your face. You read a lot, didn't you? God, I'm so sorry. I can explain, really. I'm not crazy. I promise. I've been working really hard with my therapist, and he says I made great progress. He even says I'm doing really... Well, I... You don't care. You're actually into it. You're kidding me. You have a thing for yandere. Is that's a thing? Seriously. Please, just tell me the truth. Don't mess with me. I've been hurt before, and I just need you to be honest with me. Well, you really are serious. Wait, you knew I was into you. I guess, no, that actually makes sense. Leaving the extra shirts for me and not reporting me to HR. Yeah. I don't know why I just assumed that was normal. Well, this is great. It still feels so hard to believe. So wait a second. You know I'm madly in love with you. That I've been stalking you. That I've stolen your shirts, learned all your interests, taking photos behind your back, and none of this is a red flag for you. The red flags make it better. What? I can't believe. Oh my God, you're perfect for me. I love you. Oh, gosh. Okay. I'm getting way too ahead of myself. My therapist thinks I should take things slow. You don't want to. You're sure? You give me permission to go full yandere mode? Okay. You asked for it. God, I love you. I'm so fucking happy. I think about you constantly. Every day, I wake up hoping that you and I cross paths at work. I hope that our bosses are out so I can have even just a few extra moments during our lunch to talk more. I hope your car breaks down so you need me to give you a ride home. So I can just hear you breathing and talking right next to me for an extra 20 minutes. I love everything about you. But not just where you shine, but your flaws too. I want to be there for all of it. Happy, sad, mad, depressed, anxious. I want it. As long as it's you. I love all these things because they're all a part of you. And you are the one I love. So, are you gonna run away now? No. Sorry, I don't want to ruin this. I'm sorry, I'm trying not to cry. It's just, for so long I've tried to find someone who appreciates me for who I am. I've tried really hard to suppress how clingy and needy and, for lack of a better word, crazy I am, and just, this is so nice. God, your hugs feel so good. I love you. Do you love me too? I appreciate your honesty. It's okay, you're not there yet, but you're sure you're okay with me being madly in love with you like this? Okay, if you're sure. Do you think maybe we could, cuddle? You only do that with people who are your girlfriend. Oh, well, that's... Oh. Oh, you mean... You want me to be your girlfriend? Yes, 1,000 times, yes. Oh, you want to watch something while we cuddle now? Okay. Just put something on that I've seen before. I just want to stare at you while we watch. Just to make sure that this is real. It's still hard to believe. I'm just so happy. I love you so, 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 so much.